This is Foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, the prostration of gratitude and its secrets in enhancing our ubudiyah, our servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, dear listeners, one form of expressing gratitude, of expressing thankfulness and appreciation to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is to prostrate on the ground, to do sujood upon the ground. And this sujood, this prostration upon the ground, is one of the most profound expressions of gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Truly, there are many secrets in enhancing our ubudiyah when doing a prostration. Prostration, of course, sajda, sujood, is considered one of the times where a human being is closest to Allah. And so this prostration can be done at any time. For example, in one of the traditions, we find that every time you remember a blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you should go ahead and do a prostration of gratefulness, a sajda of the shukr, the gratefulness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if for some reason you are not able to, because of the circumstances, or maybe you're in the car, what you can do is you can bow your head slightly, and if you can't bow your head slightly, then just say, Alhamdulillah, He Rabbil Alameen. All praise be to Allah, the Lord of the worlds. And so again, prostration after our prayers, our daily prayers, is also a token of gratitude for successfully offering the prayers, as well as all of the blessings that Allah has given to us. The sajda of shukr and how it enhances our ubudiyah.
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from the Whispered Prayer of the Utterly Poor. Stay tuned. أنا العبد الفقير وأنا أعيش وصاحب القلق نهاري دونكم ليل وليلي كله In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. My God, nothing will mend my fracture but your gentleness and loving care. Free me of my poverty by your affection and beneficence. Still my fright by your security. Exalt my abasement by your sovereignty. Take me to my hope but your bounty. Remedy my lack, but your graciousness. Accomplish my need other than you. Relieve my distress other than your mercy. Remove my injury other than your clemency. Cool my burning thirst, but reaching you. Quench my ardor, but meeting you. Damp my yearning, but gazing upon your face. Settle my settling place without closeness to you. Allay my worry, but your repose. Cure my illness, but your medicine. Eliminate my grief, but your nearness. Heal my wound, but your forgiveness. Remove the rust on my heart, but your pardon. Banish the confusing thoughts from my chest, but your command.
يا إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر ولا جلد ولا رمق بكم يحيى إذا زرتم وتفرح باللقاء الحدق فإن غبتم فلا صبر.
Welcome back to your listeners. In continuation to what we were talking about as far as prostration, sujood, in the presence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this prostration of shukr, of gratitude. Well, this prostration of gratitude, this sujood of shukr, is considered as one of the post-prayer devotional acts, or known in Arabic as the taqibat. So the late esteemed and honorable scholar, Allama Majlisi, has allotted the entire volume, volume number 83, of Bihar al-Anwar, with the exception of just a few pages towards the end of the volume, but in general, in the entire volume number 83, regards narrations about taqibat, post-prayer devotional acts. And amazingly, he quotes 63 traditions from the infallible imams, peace and blessings upon them, about this prostration of gratitude. So this prostration after our prayer is a token of gratitude for successfully offering the prayers. And in these traditions, it is mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Musa, Prophet Moses, that the reason why I appointed you to the station of prophethood was your prostrations after prayer. Subhanallah. But how do we go about doing this prostration of shukr? Well, in the sujood of shukr, one of the things that can be said is to recite shukran lillah, meaning thanks be to Allah, three times. But it is also stated in traditions that if a person says ya rab, O my loving, nourishing Lord, in a single breath, Allah will address that person thus, Labbaik ma hajatuk, what is your wish that I may grant you? Very beautiful secrets of the prostration of shukr, the prostration of gratitude, and its secrets in ubudiyyah.
IRIB English Radio.
Our website is parstoday.com.
And now we invite you to listen to Sheikh Osama Abdul Ghani.
When we look at the ahadith that talk about the coming of the Imam, they let us know that there are certain tests on the way. There are tests on the way. Everybody doesn't make it. Everybody doesn't make it. Some people slip and fall. One of the hadith is from our sixth Imam, Imam Sadiq, salamullahi alayh. He says, لَبُدَّ لِلنَّاسِ مِنْ أَنْ يُمَحَّسُوا. He says that definitely the people will be tested. وَيُمَيَّزُوا. The people are going to be separated, distinguished from one another. وَيُغَرْبَلُوا. The people are going to be sifted. And he says, سَيَخْرُجُوا مِنَ الْغِرْبَالِ خَلْقٌ كَثِيرٌ. There's going to be a lot of people who fall right through that sieve. People who aren't able to make it. People who don't pass the test. If we're going to talk about our duties towards Islam, we have three duties that we are supposed to do now in the end of times. One of them is to understand Islam. We want to understand Islam properly. We want to know what true Islam is, what true Islam is. Secondly, implementing and practicing Islam is very important. It's not enough just to have it in the mind that I believe in my heart and mind about Islam, but I'm not implementing Islam. Thirdly, we have to share Islam. We have to spread Islam. And this is going to be the difference between fake westernized Islam and true Islam. Now, because we live in a secular society, it's easy for us also to adapt secular principles. Sometimes without being aware. For instance, there might be a question. Let's say you and I leave this majlis and we're fired up and we say that we have to go and not only understand Islam, not only practice Islam, but you and I have a duty to reach out to our circle of friends and to the extent that we're capable, share these teachings of Islam. There's pushback. What's the pushback? Part of the pushback might be this. Why is it that you're concerned with the faith and practice of other people? Leave people alone. There are some Muslims. Inshallah, none of us are like this. All they want is just to be able to practice Islam without persecution. As long as I can implement some small form of Islam and practice without persecution, I'm happy. I'm grateful. I'm thankful. Brothers and sisters, when we're talking about true Islam, Islam of the Mahdi, we're talking about something a lot bigger than that. Why isn't that you guys can't leave people alone? How come you have to go over and also share faith knowing ayat of the Quran, you can't make anybody a Muslim. La ikraha fi al-deen. You cannot force faith down anybody's throat. But why do you have to share Islam? Why not just leave people alone?
Ya muqallib al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deen. يا مقلب القلوب
ثبت قلبي. Welcome back, dear listeners. It's an honor and a blessing to have you with us on the program. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. So, to conclude in this last segment of ours on today's program, we find that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far Ibn Muhammad As-Sadiq alayhi salam, peace and blessings upon him, talking about this sujood of shukr, he says, the prostration of gratitude, the sujood of shukr, after the obligatory prayers, makes the prayer complete. It earns the pleasure of Allah, and it elicits the admiration and approval of the angels. He continues and says, God will ask the angels many times, what is the reward for this grateful servant? They will say to Allah, your mercy, your paradise, solution to this world's problems, and any other reward that your angels may say. They hear no response, saying, we do not know the reward of this sujood. And then Allah will continue and say, just as this person has thanked me, I, Allah, will also give thanks to that person. And with this statement, Allah teaches the angels that divine pleasure and gratitude to Allah are more sublime than mercy, paradise, and solution to worldly problems. Very beautiful and very powerful points regarding this sujood of shukr, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be grateful to the person who is grateful to him, And we do the sujood of shukr by the recital of shukran lillah or ya rab, or simply by putting our head down, bowing it a little bit in the presence of Allah and saying alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Excellent points about the prostration of shukr as related to our ubudiyya, our worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Ilahana ma'ad lak malik kulli man malak labbayka qad labbaytu lak.
Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all.